illegitimate.
Are there any jesting or joking names that you've heard children born to unwed women called?
I can't think of anything right now.
Jane, you might be seeing, is a loving kind of child, but Peggy is going to be even more so, so you might say, but Peggy is a lot
more loving than Jane.
All right, your brother's son is called your
nephew.
And a child that's lost its father and mother is called?
A orphan. An orphan.
A person appointed to look after an orphan is its?
Guardian.
If a woman gives a party and invites all the people that are related to her, you might say she asked all
her relatives.
Have you ever said all her kinfolks?
Yes.
Would you say that for me, please?
Kinfolks.
All right. Yes, she has the same family name and does look a little bit like me, but I'm actually
no kin to her.
Someone who comes into town and no one has ever seen him before, he's a
stranger.
All right, I want you to think of a common name for a girl and begins with M.
Mary.
That's the name, yes, of the mother of Jesus.
Mary. You...
All right, what was George Washington's wife's name?
Martha.
And what's a nickname for Helen that begins with N?
A nickname for Helen?
Yes. Maybe the song title will help. Wait Till the Sun Shines.
Nellie.
What's a nickname for a little boy named William? Begins with a B.
Bill. Or Billy.
Who wrote the first of the four Gospels?
Matthew.
And a woman who conducts school is a?
Teacher.
So you'd call her a?
A school teacher.
Do you know any old-fashioned terms for school teacher? That they were called long ago, but they're not called now?
A school marm, a school master, or something like that.
What did you call your teachers when you were in elementary school, say? Did you refer to them as a school teacher?
Yeah, just my teacher.
What is your next door neighbor's last name?
Cooper.
And if I ask you to call her by her married name, what would you call her?
Mrs. Cooper.
And if there's a preacher in this area and he's not really trained and he doesn't have a regular pulpit and he preaches on Sunday here and there and makes his living doing something else, and if he isn't very good at preaching, what might you call him?
Call him a jackleg preacher.
Or have you called him anything else?
A traveling preacher.
What does jackleg mean to you?
Well, it means he's not educated to be a full-time preacher of a church. Doesn't have a good education.
Would you ever say a jackleg lawyer?
Yes, we have jackleg lawyers too.
And what does that mean?
Well, it means the same thing, that they are not real good at their job.
And they haven't had the formal training?
Training, but now they have to pass the state bar before they can be a lawyer.
How about a jackleg teacher?